It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who couldn't make it as fence pole diggers, but somehow you allow them into your house every other Friday. Isn't that an insurance violation? Somebody look at that contract. It's Patch and Switch.
Y'all right there?
I'm getting all tangled up.
Can you hear, you hear anything?
Tangled up. I've got the headphones only work in one jack, one side.
Yeah?
I don't have the other one. I'm all discombobulated.
I didn't bring my headphones.
I can't hear you. There you are. You're working now.
You can't. I'm sitting next to you and I'm loudmouth. You can't hear me.
I'm just happy. The MVPs were here. Are we allowed to have these?
That's not for MVP.
It's not?
No.
Who's it for? If it's not for us. I thought you ordered the crafts table for
us. No. That's another event that's going on.
Oh. There's another event going on.
Oh, we're not supposed to have. We're not supposed to have these. Oh.
Okay. Well, don't put it back. You may as well eat it.
I don't want people to know that I have it.
Did you really think it was still MVP Summit?
I thought it was still MVP Summit. Leftover food that was still okay the next day.
They don't leave it out.
And then the third option was that you actually ordered it. And then it was for us and our audience that's here today.
We have a huge audience of MVPs.
Huge.
They've all left.
They have.
They're like, no.
They have.
The party was Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. There was a party?
There was. A little reception. Yeah. You missed everything. You missed everything.
I did. Well, I walked the halls of 92 and saw a bunch of folks.
Yeah.
And 33 as well.
You did miss Betsy Weber.
Yes.
And I was told to chastise you to no avail for not.
She wasn't there. I was in 33 looking for her. And at that point, she wasn't in 33. She was downtown in Bravern or something like that.
She was looking for you the entire week.
Wow.
I ran into her multiple times.
I even ran into
There's this thing called texting. You could text and say, Rick, get your butt down here, and I would have come.
So the problem with that is that you need to actually have a three-hour notice to text you.
Normally about phone. That. Yeah, my phone helps too. Yes.
Because guess what? I've texted you and then like 3 days later, hey, I just saw this on my phone.
Nice. I finally got this.
So I will apologize ahead of time for all the listeners. I'm going to try my best to cough to the side over here and not to
illin?
The side over here.
Are you illin?
The Petri dishes that are known as kids have brought something home.
Why are you here then? Why aren't you over at that side of the table?
I'm in recovery. I'm in like the last stages of this thing. So
yeah, we probably should.
I'm past the contagious stages.
Sure.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Hey, man, you come in after gallbladder surgery. At least I can do is come in after like a little sniffle.
Yeah, but you can't catch gallbladder surgery.
You can't?
No.
I thought you could catch gallbladders. No.
At this point, I think it's just turn it off, turn the lights out, let's all right.
Go
out.
Here we go. Just do that.
Thanks. Right. And thanks for joining, everybody.
And we're good. And that's it. Thanks for tuning into the big program today. Who's with us today? Pierre Roman is with us today, as is Ledwig. Ledwig is here.
Which isn't very good.
Yeah.
It's very dry. Maybe they did leave this one out.
Maybe. Jane's here today as well. Did I say hello to J-Flo? J-Flo in the house. Mark Fleming, Andy Sandwich. Andy Sandwich, are you on the mend? Apparently, he had a bout of something. Food poisoning.
Bottle flu?
That's what I'm wondering.
Oh, yeah?
That's what I'm wondering. Not sure if he's on the mend or not. Vizio MVP guy was and he's sending cryptic text messages trying
What was that? I understand what CC was, coffee crisp, I'm
yes,
sure.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know what GH was.
Well, so he meant that to be, so GH was Grand Hyatt. And I went, oh, so you're downtown? Why are you staying downtown? Everybody's in Bellevue.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I meant the Hyatt in Bellevue. And I'm like, but that's the Hyatt Regency. Different hotel. I could have figured out HR.
HR is a different thing for me.
Yes, of course it is.
HR violations.
Of course it is. So apparently they're in inter-office mail to you.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow. That's awesome. So I'm sad that I missed...
So your office mail does work?
Yeah.
Apparently. Allegedly.
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 Allegedly it works.
Andy Sandwich says he's feeling better. He had bad beef. So sure. I think what Andy's trying to say is he had mad cow disease. But I'm not a doctor or a physician.
Do you play one on TV?
Nope. Okay. Or on the internet. But I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express. So it's been a fun week. I have had an opportunity to hang with the MVPs for quite a bit of time, as that's kind of part of my job. So we've been doing a week-long deep dive in the identities world for our MVPs, and then I got a chance to go to our product team. Well, it was all of enterprise mobility plus securities products, but we had a little reception over in Building 43. Do you find yourself getting lost in Building 43 now that they've redone it? Well, yeah, I guess you used to live there.
I used to live in 43, or 42, actually. So the funny thing is, if you're ever visiting Microsoft campus, there you learn the codes of how they lay out the floors. And you can generally find yourself around because you don't know where you are. All you do is you look up at the intersection, and they have posts that basically say room number this way, room number that way. And as long as you're in the right building, you're good to go. My problem is one time I had a meeting that was in boardroom 42 in building 43. My dyslexia kicked in, and I thought I was in building 43, boardroom 42, which is backwards.
Carry the one.
Carry okay. the one. But what's more important than that, that's Jason Zander's private boardroom.
Oh, whoops. Oh.
So you don't want to go inside of that one.
No.
Unannounced.
Yeah, no. The building I'm in, 18,
they don't 18's have, a wreck, man. They didn't even have straight lines in 18.
It's an awesome building.
Although, 18 does have a nap room.
It does.
And does have a nap
what?
Room.
What?
It has a nap room.
We have a nap room and a meditation room.
A sensory deprivation room, I think they call it.
Yep.
Well, that's pretty cool.
But the numbering is like the old system where it's like actual room numbers. Like my team room is actually 1830.
Right.
Instead of it being like 1-4 or 1B-4-2.
Right, right. So that's what messes me up in 42 and 43 is they add the letters in there.
So what really messes me up is, so we were over in the conference center there in 43, right? Those big rooms that you have there.
Yeah, the add-ons.
Yes. And normally you just go through the doors and there used to be a kitchen right
yep.
there. No,
yep.
there's one kitchen in the building. Nice. Well, on the first floor, and it's all the way up by reception.
Oh, nice.
And it just completely threw me off. Oh, okay. I'm like, but, and
actually I saw our good friend Morgan Webb there.
He did.
I was meeting, oh my gosh, Australia identity guy.
I want to say, drop a name, are you?
I am Aiden or Adam. It's a new guy. He's a new MVP.
Anyway, okay.
I met him because he was having Git problems, and I came over to fix his Git problems because I just happened to be in the building or close by.
Just so happens.
And Morgan Webb was there, and I said hello, and he was harassing me as I was talking to this lovely MVP. And then actually I saw your boss, and I started to rib Morgan on something as I'm walking past, and I'm like, oh, I should probably stop because your boss is here.
No. No.
Your boss, Frank.
Frank will rib them as well.
Nice.
Let's see. What else do we have? You missed the receptions.
Yes, I missed the receptions. Apparently was a crew gathering on Sunday.
There was at conference room Bellevue
BBC.
Brewing.
Yep. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that also conflicted with the Canadian party that they had.
No, the Canadian party was after.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, you come on now. I have a standing invitation to the Canadian party that I will never make.
Right. Nice.
Standing invitation, I'll never show up. Well, look, it's difficult Sunday evening. And having a conference in the town that you live and work in is very difficult.
I noticed that in the past, like when I was not in the product team and I was in the field up in Canada, and I would come down for training at that time it was called, it was Envision at that point in time. It wasn't Tech Ready. It was before it was called Tech Ready.
Yeah.
And I used to love coming down here, but then all the folks I wanted to talk to would all go home at night.
Imagine that.
And so you could never talk to people because they never had time to come down because they go back to their families. But then I went to Tech Ed as a speaker, and then all of a sudden all these Microsoft people were all just basically looking for something to do.
Out and about, hanging out.
Out and about. So that was the best time to go off and talk with product managers and product group owners was during conferences because they would be locked in to being inside the same city with no obligation to go elsewhere.
Yep.
So I was busy working and writing until about 1:30 on Sunday. So that did not work.
No.
Trying to get out.
Tiago's joined us. He's on site in Building 33. Oh,
Seth has joined us too.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I wasn't going to call that out.
Well, you got to. He's a friend. He's one of us.
Since when?
Hey, man,
he's... Did you not get the memo?
He throws us out of the studio on a regular basis.
I know. So that's why I sent the memo.
Be nice to him so he doesn't throw us out.
He's going to be in here at any minute.
Yeah.
Tiago Onsite Building 33. I'll be over there later this afternoon.
Nice.
Or morning. Later this morning. Late morning. After the show and after my meeting that's immediately following the show.
Don't look at me, man.
I don't know anything. So that's my From the Trenches. It's been MVP Summit time.
Oh, we're doing From the Trenches. I thought we were still doing the banter and introductions. So From the Trenches is all MVP Summit.
So, Trey, how are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Really good.
It was good to see you on Sunday.
I'll catch you.
It was good to see you too on Sunday.
Yeah, it was that was actually really nice. Big plates of wings. We had some ribs, some chips and salsa.
And lots of beer.
There was some beer I did not drink.
Yes.
I'm not yet cleared for drinking. Not cleared for drinking. Yeah. What have you been doing this week?
Thank you. I have been working with Terraform. Do you know Terraform?
Like, are you talking like a potted plant or?
I'm thinking bulldozers here. Wait, hold on a second. Somebody gave this guy
it's
bulldozers?
Not heavy equipment. Okay. It's not heavy equipment. It's by HashiCorp. Terraform by HashiCorp. It is a cross cloud management platform, scripting platform with dependencies that is able to work with different providers. And so I've been playing around with it with multiple providers, trying to go in and to make some templates and some automation and deployments, and then storing those scripts and things like that. And it's been good so far. So Terraform, the best part about Terraform is that when you use it with Azure, you can actually fire up the Cloud Shell, and Cloud Shell already has all the Terraform configurations you normally have to build yourself already created for you specifically for the subscription that you're attached to.
That's
when you
awesome.
Launch it. So it is very, very good.
So we have all these third-party stuff, but we don't have Key Vault commands? That's awesome.
Hey, we're working on that, I think. It probably does Key Vault stuff for Terraform. Who knows?
Yeah, but you can't do proper Key Vault commands.
Well, it's all up to the individual teams, right? We're decentralized. So there's a team that looks after the PowerShell side of things, the Azure CLI side of things, overall experience, but it's up for the individual products to be able to build the integration that they then go and massage and make better. There's some fun history there. But Terraform is fun. I like it.
Okay.
It's think of it like, you know how with ARM templates, you can make this very long and complex and very cool ARM template, mm-hmm. and you say go.
And it builds some stuff.
But you don't know if it finishes. You don't know if piece number 3 of the thing worked or
right,
not.
Right, if you didn't put any error handling in the script.
If there's no error handling in what's going on, then you basically have to do it yourself. The neat thing with Terraform is you have to basically think of it like building like an ARM template, if you will, for doing different pieces and things with different resource providers. Build the machine, build the storage, build the network, connect them together, deploy this, check that, and sort of stuff. But it's able to know that if you ran it once and it stopped and errored out for some reason, you can fix it and then run it again without modification. And it checks to say, oh, that's completed, that's completed, that's completed, that's completed. Now I'll go off and do this. When you want to destroy something, you simply say destroy, and it actually removes each of the pieces the way they went in.
Nice.
Correctly. So pretty cool stuff. Terraform.
Awesome. Terraform.
And it's a beautiful, just to plug my good friends at docs.microsoft.com. If you just search for Terraform on Azure, you'll land on what they call the Terraform Documentation Hub, which has all sorts of resources for you. Very handy. And I got to talk this week to one of my idols and one of your idols, too, for the very first time. Freaked me out. The fact that I work at Microsoft and I can just ping someone on Skype for Business and they answer. And they actually talk to you. Two guesses at who it is.
I don't know. And don't know.
There you go. Wrong. That's not it.
Damn. Wasn't me.
Stuart Kwan.
He sits in the office next to me.
I know, but to me, that's a big deal.
Dude, he's in the office next to me.
Yeah. So, it's just awesome. Like, the fact that he's as awesome as I thought that he would be, and I've talked to him maybe twice.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's just, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. Yeah, here, let me work this out. He's working stuff out.
He came by yesterday at our MVP summit. We've extended. We've gone the full week.
What?
Yes.
You're allowed to do that.
Well, their hotels are not paid, but if they want to stick around, we have content for them.
Got it.
And we kind of had a kind of a AMA type of a thing, ask me anything for the MVPs. And one of the MVPs asked about
I thought you had an octagon ring for advanced martial arts fighting or something.
No, no. Different.
In this corner.
Different AMA.
Active Directory. In the other corner.
So somebody asked a question, and Stuart's like, so there's this attribute, and he's like, and it's an on-premises type question, right?
Yeah.
He's like, there's this thing, and it's just give me a second, and you can just see him thinking. Then he calls it right out and then explains it as if he had just written the spec. I'm just like, I've forgotten. I sometimes wake up, don't even know who I am.
The knowledge repository of these people is crazy.
Though I can tell you about every lyric from any 80s New Wave song. So.
You have like a whole bunch of tattoos on your arms to tell you who you are?
No. No, eventually it comes back.
When we go out together in Las Vegas, he writes my phone number on the on my arm. If found, please call. Please.
No, no, no. If found, please return.
To make sure I'm safe.
Just press the button on the elevator and push him in, and then press the floor. After that, I'm done.
I saw a picture the other day on the interwebs that was the typical, the perfect tattoo for a web developer. It was on the back of the guy's neck, and it had, the
brackets,
slash head,
braces,
body, right at the neck.
Nice.
Nice. That's awesome. That's awesome.
It made me think of, you could put Rook's, if found, on the back of his neck. Or
yep. So when I pinged Stuart, we ended up having a call with a customer, and he's going through all the stuff, and then he's like, show me what's going on, and he's watching the remote screen for what's going on, and then he's asking
Do you have your microphone on?
Yes, I have my microphone on.
It's just set really low. He's talking to the side.
I'm trying.
All right.
Okay.
He's supposed to sound like he's off.
Somebody just asked, does Jared not have a mic? I might have shut it off. It would have been accidental. Have. Nice. But.
You might have.
What's the second segment of the show?
Beer money.
You're the up. Support that we do for our friends, our family, our families and perfect, friends and their dogs. And
perfect beer money story already.
Oh, yeah?
Just happened today.
Did you come to the show prepared today?
I did. Well, wow. This one randomly happened. I'm in here.
Surprised? I'm not.
Jared's getting some beer money support from Golnaz to be able to get all the stuff plugged back in again.
Yeah.
Because the MVPs have come in here and they've done all sorts of stuff in here.
Yep.
And then Golnaz comes in, or I come in, and Golnaz says, hey, Rick. He's like, I need to get your help, some IT support when you're done. And I go, what do you need? He's like, I'm trying to find our server.
Wait a minute.
And I'm like, what?
How does one lose a server?
And apparently Channel 9 has lost their file server.
Did it walk out the door? Or
I have no idea. So I'm like,
how does a file
server? Okay. It's inside the server room. And she's like, they don't give us access.
Is there an Amber Alert for it?
So they don't give them access to the server room. And I'm like, well, I got access. So let's go take a look. So you walk down, badge in, turn on the lights, start searching all the different racks that are in there. Can't find the server. Don't know where it is. It's not in the room.
It's been migrated to the cloud.
It's been migrated somewhere else. This is one of those things when you actually need to have stuff on premises, because we're talking multi gigabytes and terabytes of video files, right? So it was searched for all of like 10, 15 minutes. And then finally I'm like, I don't see it anywhere in here. So I'm not about to start turning servers on and off to see who yells to find out if one of them's the right one. I've moved past myself in those days. So
you don't like conducting scream tests anymore?
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I'll ping your IT admin. Who's your IT admin? She's like, we don't have one anymore. Because Matt McSpirit
it used to be you.
On. It used to be me, and then it used to be Matt McSpirit when I moved on. And now Matt McSpirit has moved on to something else.
What's he doing?
He's selling Azure Stack now. He's like one of the ultimate few knowledgeable people. Global black belt, they call them GBBs.
Yes, I know GB. I know what GBB.
He's a GBB and Azure Stack, or the stacks that are Azure, and he represents the Pacific Northwest.
No,
for his region or territory or whatever that is.
Awesome. So there's a missing file server still not located.
So it will put out a blinking red alert. Somebody missing files.
Somebody needs to check the logs.
We need to put that up on all the signboards around Microsoft.
Have you seen the server?
I even texted him like, now is this the HP server ProLiant or is this the data on cluster in a box that we? I'm trying to figure out what make and model it is to have a description, right?
You know, well,
you have to describe your luggage. It's the same thing. When we file a ticket with MSIT, we have to describe the server for what it looks like. To be able to find it.
It's to you, for you.
I think it's a for you. It has some drives in it. 24 drives. I think they're 10,000 RPMs, maybe 7,200.
These are stories. Anybody who's, because, you know, we share this to the social media. Anybody who's not IT guy, just, they don't get why we're laughing at this. Because this is truly amusing.
You know, normally you go in there and then you'd find the servers labeled, because I distinctly remember labeling these servers, and nowhere can I find the servers labeled anywhere. And servers have been moved amongst the different racks as they're consolidating. And then Golnaz is like, well, we better find it soon because they're going to start decommissioning this room soon. I'm like, what? They're going to decommission the room for something else, I'm sure. So all the servers are going to have to find a new home.
Another conference room.
Who knows? Another conference room, another breakout room, another hacking room or something like that.
Apparently, the patch and switch program today is in conflict with the Windows Insider stream.
Oh, everybody's over there.
Yeah.
They have way cooler stuff to talk about.
Do they?
I guess. Okay. Well, we're talking about server stories and missing servers. It's an epic story.
It kind of is. Everybody who missed out is going to be sad.
We will post an update to social media once the servers are found.
I'd like to know, how do you get like missing server put on like the little milk cartons that we have here on campus? Can we do that?
We should just print a bunch of Avery labels and slap them on all the cartons in the coolers. You know, have you seen this server?
If we really want to find it fast, we could post it on Yammer.
The all company group.
Did you hear that chirp?
I heard the chirp.
Did you see the thing that was kind of making the rounds on Twitter? There's apparently one of the buildings had just recently undergone construction, and there was a big hole in the wall where there was some plugs and connections still left, and they were never brought forward and then covered. And somebody actually wrote up a descriptor tag like that's on our artwork, because the artwork that's inside of Microsoft, it has like it's epic. It has this whole thing, this whole description.
It's a postmodernist art protesting the work conditions that the electrician had to work under.
It was brilliant. It really was quite funny.
See, now the big difference is if it would have been over in my building, there would have been a work item number tied to it. So you could look it up in MSN. Yeah.
No, I'm sure that now that that's been done, it's probably never going to be touched now. Because everyone's going to think
You're probably right that it really is art.
Yeah, it really is art.
You could be right. You could be right.
Quite possible. Quite possible.
Campus is always a good time when the MVPs are in town.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
It's always good to just see random people that you haven't seen in a long time.
It's very nice. It's nicer than being in Issaquah.
They don't do MVP summits in Issaquah?
No.
None of the MVPs
come out to Issaquah.
They should have some down there.
Experience
the full breadth of Microsoft technology down in Issaquah.
I did see Mark Manassi on his farewell tour.
Oh, yes?
Yeah.
He was doing his victory lap.
He was. I said hello. Had some good chats with had a good chat with John Craddock.
Oh, yes.
On some identity stuff.
I had a brief chat with Mr. Hemlick.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. PowerShell.
I saw Frederick Bork.
Ah, yes, nice.
The Australian contingency was in the house. Mr. Rosenthizzy. And Wayne.
He's here, but I didn't
Wayne
see
McGillan,
him.
Wayne was here. They were talking about how their audience is now their podcast audience is now surpassing ours.
Growing?
Yes. So I think they have three people listening. To Trainers Talking Tech on Tuesdays, recorded on Friday or what? I don't know how they it's a big long name.
Well, it's like Tuesdays with Corey that's recorded on Friday.
Yeah.
Right at beer time.
Yes.
That's
I know.
The full name of it.
Yes, I know.
Adam Fowler.
He didn't even listen to us there.
Adam Fowler.
Oh, I did see the Irish MVP, Aiden Finn. Yes.
Yep.
He dropped by for some sessions as well. Sean Lowe in the house. Hello, sir.
I ran into a few.
Everybody asking. So we haven't seen Rick all week.
So did you go to the party on Wednesday?
Yeah.
With the silent disco?
I heard that. Yeah, I saw that. It was pretty cool.
The silent disco? They had three different DJs playing, and then they had wireless headphones all over the place.
Yeah.
And then you basically picked one of them up, and you got to listen to the music.
Well, so one of the DJs was actually in the house system, on the house system, but it was relatively low.
That sounds like a brilliant idea.
Yeah. And then there were two.
Talk to people.
Yeah.
And then there were two other DJs on the complete opposite side of the ballroom, but they were right next to each other.
Gotcha.
And it was really crazy because all of a sudden you hear this, and you see these guys' heads up, and then you see everybody's headphones are green.
Oh, yeah.
But then, like a couple of songs later, you see this other group, and like everybody switched to the blue channel. And that's just got to be, I can only imagine what a trip it is because when I'm DJing, I'm usually in the headphones, but then you pull the headphones off and you're used to hearing the loud music. Yeah. Can you imagine like a real one where there isn't any sound, where it's like this quiet thing? Oh, you take your headphones off and you hear nothing other than like the shuffling of feet. Yeah.
Well, you get the sound of the stomps of the guys dancing.
Yeah, but it was pretty cool. It was really cool to kind of sit and watch. It's really unique. It would have been creepy had there been no music at all.
Oh yeah,
in the building, because that would have been really awkward.
So the hilarious thing is the next day there is a social media tweet that went out saying, "We hope that the MVPs enjoyed the party last night. If you happen to have walked off with any of the headphones, they are not swag. Please return them to the front desk."
they do not work once you've left the building.
Exactly.
They're not cheap.
Yeah. No.
They're not cheap.
Very cool.
Very cool. It was really cool.
I've been looking at the QC35.
Right? I was just about QC35
twos.
Saving that.
The twos or the ones?
The twos.
The twos. What's the difference in the twos? What did they add? They added something that I don't know that I need.
I need to start looking.
So I have done the research. Well, I was saving this for random spending, right, but I haven't random spent yet.
So we're going to move to the next segment of the show. Random spending. These are things that us geeks spend our money on.
Did you do any beer money? You didn't have any beer money tales.
No.
I only had one.
Dude, I was danced at. I ran sound for like
okay
all Saturday last week, and
did
I've been
you break
recovering
in the
since.
Speakers yet?
Oh, yeah. They're good. Oh,
they sound good.
Oh,
now?
They sound really good.
Because I didn't know you could break in speakers, but you enlightened me on
absolutely
that fact.
Absolutely. Nice. They need break in time.
So the next segment is not random spending yet. The next segment is beer talk.
No, we'll do beer talk later.
Okay. So random spending wise, the Bose 35 Series 2. The difference between Series 1 and Series 2, the main difference is, besides battery life, is the integrated assistant.
Oh, that's right. It's got a...
It attaches into your Siri or to your Google Assistant or maybe to Cortana, but I don't know if it does Cortana or not.
Alexa?
I don't know if anyone does.
Does it do Alexa?
Yeah, it's Amazon Assistant.
Yeah, that actually would make me go to the Series 1 then.
But it has better three different levels of noise canceling as opposed to one level.
Two.
The Series 2 has three different levels.
Yeah, but the Series 1 has two.
Yeah.
Not just one, it has two.
It also
two
has better battery life. And I don't think the Series 1 has the optional tether cable to plug into
it
regular.
Does.
Oh, it does.
It does.
Okay.
Including the adapter.
All right.
For the dual plug airline.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
For those airlines.
So the reason why I'm looking at them right now is because my daughters, one of them, who shall remain nameless because I don't know, has lost my pair of QC20s that we normally use here.
Ouch.
They borrowed them to go off on a road trip, and they've never come back. Sad panda.
Sad panda.
J-Flo, Alexa just laughs at you. Did you hear about that? Did you hear that story?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
Randomly, and they don't know why it's happening.
Yeah. Has it happened to you?
No, it hasn't. Yeah. Well, I don't know because my other twin has taken the Alexa to her room. It's no longer in the kitchen. I'm yelling at Alexa saying, start a timer, 10 minutes. Alexa, where are you? So, yeah, it's gone. So apparently she likes it for music.
Mine is currently unplugged.
Unplugged. It's playing Eric Clapton right now.
It is. Or Nirvana. Due to construction. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remodel. We're in the midst of remodeling.
I did some major purchasing in the past 2 weeks.
What'd you do?
I replaced my Ubuntu controller in the cloud with a cloud key.
Your ubiquity controller.
My ubiquity controller.
Ubiquitous.
Ledwig does say one of the advantages of owning a dog and not having kids is that Shaggy never borrows his headphones.
See, now my dog would wear my headphones.
So you think. Well, you may be gone, and Shaggy's like jamming out to Shaggy.
Wasn't me.
Oh, man.
I could see Shaggy
Oh, Carolina.
I could see Shaggy jamming out to Shaggy.
Yeah. But sorry, I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
I got that, and I got smart outlets for my lights, for my lamps. My house is primarily lamps, not like...
What is that? Why do they do that here? Is that something they do in the States, or is that all over?
Well, if you don't...
In my previous house in Canada, they didn't have lamps all over the place. They had lights and switches. Here they have switches, but then they just power lamps if you plug them in. Is that normal?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I have integrated lighting in the... I mean, I have built-in lighting in various rooms in the house.
Depends on the room, yeah. Living rooms, bedrooms.
I don't know. Maybe it's a modern thing.
But now I have Wi-Fi driven. I can actually turn on and off my lights right now from my phone.
Right. I
finally came into the 21st century.
I got yelled at the other day because I was locking the doors from upstairs. I'd gone to bed and I was reading or something like that. I realized the doors weren't locked, so I just fired up my app and I'm like, lock the doors. And then 30 seconds later, the dogs start freaking out because they think someone's coming in the door.
Oh.
And then I get a text from Kelly saying, stop it. Locking the doors. So, not good.
I still have the system. So did you go with the switch itself, or did you just go with bulbs? Because you've got lamps, so you can go the cheap route with getting bulbs, yeah?
It was actually cheaper to go with the switches.
Which switch did you get?
I got it off of...
Is it a Wi-Fi? Is it a Zigbee? Is it a Bluetooth?
It's a Wi-Fi.
It's a Wi-Fi.
It's a Wi-Fi. And I have a separate whole Wi-Fi SSID for the
Of course you do. Lamps. Why? Because we have Ubiquiti and we can.
Yes, we can.
And
I can actually share them, too. So, like, a friend of mine's going to come stay with me in a couple weekends in my guest room. I'm going to have all the lights in the guest room and the living room I could share, but not, like, my bedroom. So they can turn on and off the lights in their room, but not
That's kind of cool, I guess.
IT management of lights.
Yes.
For exactly. Your guests. Jared as a service. You want us to hook this up for you? We'll set it up.
Jared as a service.
Well, no. And the funny part was, I was thinking, I was like, God, I could put one of these on my cable modem. And then, like, oh, crap. Then when I shut it off and turn it back on, I can't turn it back on.
You can't turn it back on. It'll power off.
Because I've been having some weird turn it on. I got to contact Comcast. My cable modem's acting up, and I'm on business plan, so it's one of theirs.
It's their problem.
Their problem.
It's their problem.
I need to revisit my rules for devices in my house because I've noticed that my data usage has crept back up again.
Is there another service they've discovered where video can be streamed?
Not necessarily that, because I restrict it by device. So I think there's some new devices that I haven't captured yet.
Ah.
And they're on the unlimited network as opposed to the bandwidth reduced network.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we've So far, so good with our...
So you're teaching about mobile companies early on.
Yeah. I need to basically go in and just restrict it more, but then also I need to do a quick inventory of what's been used.
So are you restricting it through QoS? Is that what you're doing? Or you're just limiting the bandwidth?
Kids network that all the devices belong to have a bandwidth restriction all across the board.
Okay.
And that makes it so that YouTube realizes the bandwidth restriction and doesn't try to stream down
4K
when they're watching it on a screen that's like this big.
But you need 4K on a 7-inch screen.
Of course. Well, the kids don't even know the difference.
Yeah.
They don't even know I'm doing this unless they watch the show, which I know they don't, so they're good.
They didn't know until now.
Yeah, didn't know until now.
they don't watch but, this show.
I think it's
none of our kids do.
Unfortunately, I think it's primarily one of the Xboxes.
Oh.
And that poses a problem because then when I want to use the Xbox
streaming,
I got to move it off of the network and then move it back on again.
That's just a pain.
It's a pain.
Totally. Well, maybe you could – how would you do that? You could quasi it by site, but then again, if you ever wanted to go to the site and –
I don't mind causing it by sight, but I don't think you can do by sight inside of Ubiquiti.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't played with the QoS restrictions. Time I've messed with QoS on my home Wi-Fi, I tend to like break something. So
you would have to create a separate VLAN for it,
right?
Which is I did that with my Xboxes. They're on a separate VLAN from my main network, just like my IoT's on a separate VLAN,
right.
Stuff like that. So what you could do is you could have one Xbox on one specific VLAN and Xbox on another specific VLAN.
Is there one particular Xbox you use more than the other?
Well, you do that? I've got three Xboxes at home. One's in the back room for the boys' den for men.
Right.
Or den for boys. And then there's one upstairs for the den for girls.
Okay.
And then there's one which is den for Rick, which is the main living room. If I'm lucky to be able to watch TV in there because the girls aren't watching Riverdale or something like that, I'm able to eventually use it to play Xbox games. So that one I think I probably will leave on the main network, and then I'll put the other Xboxes on the restricted network.
You know who would know is our main man, JK, Joe Kelly.
Yeah.
He's the ubiquity QoS guru.
You know, I think we need to have a discussion. Maybe this is not the time, but we should do one for next week or something like that, is come up with the optimal VLAN configuration and SSID configuration. Because, like, you've got one for your Sonos, you got one for your bedroom lights, you got one for your guest room lights, you got one for whatever. Like,
no, well, you're limited to four.
Yeah, I know. So I'd like to know how people have broken up their VLANs and their SSIDs to make it so that they have optimal functioning. The biggest issue I have is I want to make it more secure, have a guest network for people to use, blah, blah, it's all good. Yeah. But then if they want to be able to use my Sonos, they can't because my Sonos are on
a different network.
A different network.
Yeah.
So they can't use my Sonos. So that means I have to move my Sonos to that network, but then
or no, I just, I just give me your phone and I'll put in a good playlist. That's it's that simple for Sonos, right? You just use a device that's on there. And I mean, I don't know. I don't tend to have guests on my Sonos, but what I do, so I have the always on network and then I have the one that's restricted for the kidlets.
On schedule.
It's on a schedule, yeah. I, so far, have been pretty lucky about not having to reduce bandwidth. Just because they like the larger screens to watch things on. Yeah. So,
and you also only have two. I've got one more.
That's true. I only have two.
Like, literally, I'm going through a terabyte of data
a month. It doesn't surprise me.
A terabyte of data a month.
Does not surprise me. So it doesn't surprise me at all.
And the other one that actually people are on is when...
But I don't have the guest network set up because I heard at one time the guest network would actually slow things down. So I don't know if that's true or not.
The various different teenager friends that come over that all join the networks.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that. That's also where it's all going to.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I've got some IT cleanup in aisle 8.
IT cleanup, aisle 8.
IT cleanup, 8, VLAN 2.
That's actually, if we go back to segment one, that's what we've been doing a ton of in my group, is cleaning up a whole bunch of old servers. We had Akamai settings for, like, no one's used in, like, 10 years that are still running.
He's got Akamai for days.
I got Akamai for days.
Let's do that. Let's put a call out. Let's put a call out via the social media. You'll have to tweet it for those people who are not.
There's only 5 people listening to us, right?
No, there's actually 21.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, wow. 21.
Yeah. There's been 81 since the show started.
Nice.
But apparently 60 people think that it's not worthwhile being here.
That's Brian Keller. He's even watching. Look at that.
Yeah, Brian Keller is. Crystal.
Super Crystal. Super Crystal's
out. Yeah, saying goodbye. She's on the plane. I didn't get a chance to see them.
Nope.
Apparently I missed a lot of people at the reception.
Yep. They were hanging outside.
I was in one place.
I love the rooms in Building 92. Thunder. Striker.
Yeah.
Like all these different names.
Yeah.
So they were outside of Striker yesterday.
Striker.
And I was visiting Bender and
Can
Thunder.
That be my code name? I want that to be my code name when we play Rainbow Six Siege.
Well, it's better than your gamer tag.
That's true. Yeah, no, there's nothing better than my gamer tag. My gamer tag is awesome.
For a 13-year-old.
So? Brian Keller said, hi, guys. Heard you were talking about Alexa and needed to stop by.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about the is that IoT? Is it IoT? I guess the home devices are kind of IoT,
aren't
they?
Technically, it is. Yeah. So, again...
Smart home
devices, and it's one of those things where, you know, it's imagine that all of your IT light switches start to flicker once in a while, just randomly, just like Alexa's randomly laughing at you.
So, Brian Keller working on Alexa smart home now.
Yes,
so
cool stuff.
I wonder if he's useful for the cackling.
I think that's a good Easter egg somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
Someone's
HJIT in the house. Harjit has joined. Good to see you this week. Is he still in town? Has he left?
I trust your fingers have recovered.
What happened?
He injured himself.
Did he?
Yeah, he was hashtagging too much. Over the course of the week, he's hashtagging too much. He has at least a 3-day recovery after a conference of having to fix his fingers.
Gotcha. The cackling is a feature. It's official.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. You've heard it here first on Patch and Switch.
Not a bug.
And you won't hear it anywhere else.
Did you hear? Hey, did you hear that?
No.
Elon Musk's car.
Is it
the one that's in outer
the
space?
The one that's in outer space.
Yeah.
Actually landed in Gig Harbor. There was a meteor strike that happened in Gig Harbor.
They think it's the car?
And they joked that it was the car coming back to SpaceX.
That's funny.
But no, seriously, though, there was a meteor strike that happened in Gig Harbor.
I didn't hear about that.
2 nights ago. They have it on. They don't know where it was so far, but when a meteor comes in, normally they come in at an angle and you get a big bright light in the sky.
Yeah.
When it comes in and it lands as a ground strike, it comes in straight. And it basically is like a ginormous flash of light that happens.
Oh, gotcha.
And you hear
like a transformer
boom.
Blowing kind
yeah,
of thing?
Yeah, like yeah. like a big boom that happens too. And so Maximus Prime. So apparently there was a meteor strike that happened.
Maximus Prime is the Canadian version.
Yes, it is. Maximus Prime is the Canadian one.
Isn't that right? Maximus Prime?
No. Optimus
Prime. Oh, my goodness. Optimus Prime.
Oh, we're going to take your geek card.
I know.
Yes,
oh,
exactly.
Autobots.
Another late to the party. The IT crowd.
Are you just now? Have you just now discovered the IT crowd?
I was.
Which version?
I was the British version.
Okay, good.
The original. The only one.
Back.
Yes.
I've seen it before, and I never, because it's British, I never found the right channels to watch it on, stuff like that. So I catch it on different
mediums.
You live
in Canada. How could you not find the right channels?
Anyway, I saw the...
They get the BBC up there.
I got the, not the watered down American version BBC. They have a, I saw the episode segment where...
Because we threw it in the box.
What's the name of the woman, the manager that's, do you know the name of the woman?
It's been a while.
She got employee of the month, and she had to go present to the board. And the guys got her an IT project to bring in and talk about. And they got permission to give her the internet.
The entire internet.
The entire internet. Yeah. Size of a Kleenex box wrapped in tin with a red blinky light on top. And they set it up beautifully. And she took it hook, line, and sinker the entire time.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And then brought it into her office to be able to go off and take it to the board. It just reminded me, like, man, I got to go find some reruns of that awesome show.
They are on, they were on the Netflixes for a while there. They may still be. We'd have to double check on that. But call out to everybody. We need to know what your home network configurations are for VLAN configs. Restricting access. How do you segment your various networks for what reason?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's what we're hoping for.
And there'll be periodic reminders on socials.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it in the next week. On the next episode of the program.
Yeah. In a fortnight.
I will not be here.
What?
I will be in a car on the 23rd. Way to Yakima.
23rd.
Okay. I will be going to the Palm Springs of Washington.
We could bring you in via audio.
Through the car?
Yeah,
the
speaker. Exactly. I'm going past Hanford. I might drop off here.
Actually, you know, I may be able to make the program. I don't believe we are leaving until 11 or so in the morning. So we'll see what we're going to do. But it's
bring
exciting
the family
times.
Down. Bring the family
exciting.
Down.
I'm sure my daughter, who is completely going to be stressing out of her mind.
She could come. She could have a seat right
would
there.
Would love to be just sitting here listening to the
talk
two
about
of us
technology stuff. Problems. How's it? What's it like being a technology worker it inside really, of the Snow household?
So literally her sitting there watching that would be the equivalent of having to be around when we're together making beer or
for 4 hours at, straight
or when we drag her to one another's houses when yeah
dad
but they're going to state.
Nice.
So congratulations to the Redmond Mustang dance team going to state. We're going to the Palm Springs of Washington, Yakima. I'm actually coming home. So here's
I broke a windshield in Yakima.
So I'm coming home the night before from London. So I'll be a little bit jet lagged. That's all right.
Just a little bit?
Nice.
JFlow, Google Wi-Fi, and it works great. Okay, that's great that you're using Google Wi-Fi, but what are your VLAN configurations, or do you have them?
He's probably got one for himself and one for
himself. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
One for his phone and one for his laptop.
Those of us that are... solo, we still have multiple VLANs and multiple SSIDs because we are good with security.
Nice.
I have a guest network at my house that you can log into and
Do you have to pay for it?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
And it goes to his beer fund.
$4.99 an hour.
Nice.
$4.99 an hour.
Golnaz reminded me that she actually wants to talk about network aggregation and throughput issues as well. Because they can't find that server. They're trying to figure
Jane, out. I am there for three whopping days doing an event, but if I have time, absolutely we can sync up for a pint. I will be in the Marble Arch area. I believe that's what it's called, Marble Arch. Yeah, that's
probably. I have no idea. Never been to London.
That's where I will be.
I've been to Iceland.
Camping.
Yes.
Glamping.
Glamping.
In a camper van.
Yeah.
Let's see.
My team in Ireland actually said, they were calling into the team meeting. Yeah, we're here from Iceland. I mean Ireland, because they had like 3 inches of snow in Dublin.
Yes. Very snowy.
So Pat has Google Wi-Fi for the family and some other stuff for Wi-Fi and secure Wi-Fi direct to his office. Maracai? I think that's how you say it.
So I saw Hanselman tweeted out a nice thing.
Yes.
Yeah, so, that the Amplify home extender?
No.
Yes.
It's a device that you bring with you when you're on the road. And it gives you wireless in your hotel room. But in the background, it seamlessly makes a VPN connection back to your house.
Okay, yes. That's cool. Can we use it for our stuff?
No.
You use Crap. It for the, But I've invested so much in the Ubiquiti stuff.
Hold on.
Okay.
So one of the nice things about moving to the cloud key is I'm on the more modern version of the controller.
Yeah.
They have a Radius server in the controller now.
Yes.
So you can make your own VPN.
Yeah. That's not as simple as just bringing that the look. Device.
It's just, it's like the whole concept of Amplify is you plug it in, it just works.
Right.
So... But like I don't have a lot of stuff I want to get to at home anyway.
But Pat says he changes the family Wi-Fi password when necessary to get the kids off.
Yep, I like the social media Facebook whiteboard post.
So
how these chores, and then I'll give you the Wi-Fi password,
which is great if you have that separate VLAN. If you don't have that right. separate VLAN, you knock all of your IoT devices off the network.
Right.
Exactly. That's why you have a separate IoT network because. If you separate the IoT network from everything else, because most of the IoT devices just need to connect to the internet. They don't need to connect to other devices, or they maybe need to connect to the other IoT devices. Then I know with my the new Wi-Fi outlets that I got,
mm-hmm.
I connected my phone to the IoT network, connected all the devices up to the IoT network. Once that was done, I could control it from anywhere. So.
Tyler, hello. Good to see you. Are you new?
Nice transition there.
Very Tyler says, just one network right now for everything, but working on setting up the guest network, IoT, and a VLAN for the home lab.
Smart
stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen these new switches that are coming out from Ecobee? They have these new light switches.
They've been showing up on my Instagram feed.
Yeah, so I actually looked into that because I'm like, I wonder if, and they do.
What?
They are remote thermometers as well.
Oh my.
So, but they have here's the downside, and this is not a dig against Alexa because I have Alexa devices, but these switches also have Alexa in them.
Right.
Can we say Echo so we don't set off everybody's?
Okay, sorry. Device. Computer. Oh wait, sorry. Alexa.
It's just
Alexa. No. Sorry, Echo.
What's wrong with Google. Alexa?
Hey Google.
What's wrong?
Well, I just. There are certain rooms that I just don't need to have it in,
right.
But I want a thermometer.
You can mute individually.
Right. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to pay whatever it is for the thermometers, maybe these switches are somewhere in the same range, and it has more functionality if you wanted it to. Yeah, I don't know. Because they are remote, you know, switches, so they function as a light switch too.
Right.
That's on, I would assume it's on maybe Wi-Fi, maybe it's Zigbee, I don't know. But it looks really cool to me. I like the fact that it's got the thermometer in it. I'm kicking myself because at one point the Amazons had a two-pack of the thermometers for like
we were supposed to split that.
$40 or something.
We're supposed to split it.
I know. We need to. I may actually need two now.
You need to talk to me more. It is.
Yes.
You don't talk on weekends
I need
anymore.
To be home. I need to actually live at home for a minute.
As opposed to a hospital bed or an airplane.
Or, yes, or a high school gymnasium with my child.
Nice.
Tyler says he's been lurking for the past couple of weeks.
Sorry, you're welcome to lurk, man.
Yeah.
Welcome to
participate.
Welcome to the family of Patrick.
We're sorry that you found us.
Sorry for wasting an hour of your day.
Yeah, don't mean to waste an hour of your day. But we're glad to have you.
Yes. So I told you Golnaz needs me to help her out with network bandwidth stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Because this is all wired networking and switches and plugins, stuff like that.
Stuff that you're actually good at.
Right. And she asked some other friends of hers, shall remain nameless, that have depth knowledge in other areas, but just not in infrastructure. And they're like, I don't know what that is. I'm not. I do
Seth.
Wireless.
Seth Morse.
So we need to solve the bandwidth issue here for the wired connections.
The wired connections have bandwidth issues?
The bandwidth issues, yes. Part of it's because they can't find the server, but then there's also other devices that are having problems too.
Oh, some wonkiness.
Yep.
We'll have to do some research.
Absolutely. Cable tracing.
We'll put a sniffer on it.
Yep.
Put a sniffer on it.
Get out my Fluke device. Get out my Fluke device.
The Fluke device, the bloodhounds.
See where it goes.
Just make sure somebody doesn't have a cable that's disconnected from the wall and the bits are falling all over the floor.
Actually, it's messy.
Yeah.
It sprays it all over when that happens.
Got to clean it up.
When the bits get all over on the floor.
I know. You have to.
Mops don't pick them up either.
You have to go with the microfiber brushes.
Exactly.
Because that's small enough to be able to capture them all.
So we can get the microfiber towels now.
But then trying to get them to line up to get back inside the cable is just insane.
It's horrible. It's horrible. Let's go to the next segment of the big program. With 10 minutes left, we can talk about beer now. Ledwig, I'm going to tell you right now, every single time that that he goes to Disney World and posts pictures from the Tiki Place, I'm going to block him because that just wasn't fair. But beer, you made beer a fortnight ago.
Yes.
Is it out of the?
It is not out of the conical as of yet. It's going to be out.
Is
this
the
weekend.
Yeast gone?
Yeast has been dumped. The trub has been dumped.
Nice. Did you do it without re-injecting air and mixing it all up?
Yes, okay. I did it correctly this time. It's still clarifying.
Sandwich, it was good to see you for the short time that you were around. Have a safe flight home.
It is not gingery enough. I need to add some more ginger.
Oh.
Because it's ginger beer, so I need to add some more. And then I'm going to be adding some more honey to it to sweeten it up. Because the yeast is now gone. If you add honey, it adds the flavor back in again without carbonating.
So you're looking to have a sweeter ginger. So is it kind of supposed to be like a ginger beer, but that's a beer? So is it supposed to taste like ginger beer? Supposed to taste like beer. But you just want a little bit of sweetness on the profile.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because I fermented it down super dry to get more alcohol in it.
Yeah. As you
do. So that's good. I actually brought beer into work today.
What?
I've got 5 gallons of beer with me right now.
I can't drink alcohol yet.
I volunteered to bring in some rye IPA for the social.
The RIPA.
This afternoon. You okay? You need to get that text right now?
No, it's all good.
Go ahead.
Everything's all good.
Finish your post.
No, it's all good. No, it's there's contractors. There's contractors. I'm just watching things.
Nice.
Understood.
Yeah.
Totally remind me of the Deadpool scene. No. Go ahead. Finish your post. hashtag it.
So how about yourself?
I
how
love
about
Deadpool.
Beer stuff on yourself?
I have
drank any recently?
Nope, because I'm dry.
Because you're dry. So yep. You can't. You haven't made any recently?
It's
you're too busy.
It's no alcohol February and March.
So he gave it up for Lent?
I guess, basically.
Well, basically, it's yeah, everybody gives it up for a month. I'm splitting my month between two.
Nice.
15 days on one month, 15 days on the other.
So I've with the beer batch that Jared and I made for this ginger beers for the competition coming up in April, because I can't win it because I won it last year, so I've let someone else try to win it. But
I could always enter that beer.
You could. It was the first time I actually ordered everything online, and it shipped.
Whoa.
Like
so
all the grains
and everything.
I wanted very specific grains, very specific hops, and I was concerned that the local stores wouldn't have them. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go and order from my friendly online brewery store in California and have them send that up to me.
So was it, two-day shipping kind of thing?
Yeah, it basically got here in 3 days. It's all good.
Nice.
And they put little ice packs around the yeast, so it was still good. It's cold outside anyway, so it's all happy. Fermented nicely. So I'm using a London ale yeast for this
one.
There is a higher percentage of wheat inside of it. So it's actually, you know, the weedy kind of cloudy look to it.
Mm-hmm.
Wheat.
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 And some standard two rows.
I did hear that at Conference Room Bellevue Brewing, they do have a porter that I believe is barrel aged.
Baltic porter? No, they have a Baltic porter.
Oh, it's on nitro.
And then they have it regular and nitro.
Wow.
Of all the times to not be able to enjoy my Mug Club membership.
Yep. And I just also found out, because I brought beer in, that they actually have a kegerator in the office.
Say what?
I did not know this.
What do you mean? Can you like order it and it just shows up empty and you just...
No, like there's been a donation of a kegerator that is empty. And when you want to use it for a function, you can just buy your keg and bring it in and then use it. And then they have a
cleaning... Does it have the right connections?
They have a cleaning connector that allows you to flush the lines when you're done. Yeah.
Where is this kegerator? In your building?
In my building.
Because it's your team that bought it?
Yeah. So I'm very much looking forward to being able to serve it as opposed to having to have the little party tap attached to it and a little plastic top.
Nothing wrong with the Cobra.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not the same. It's not the same.
Cobra guy.
So, yeah.
Sweep the leg.
Sweep the tap.
It's time to ask for three work safe words for the naming of the program happening in a fortnight's time, which I don't know if I'm going to be here or not. Maybe I'll be immobile.
I think we have to give Tyler one of those words if he's still listening.
I think so too. Tyler, Tyler being new gets to pick one of the words, one of the work safe words.
So we're looking for two words plus one from Tyler.
Yes.
If he's even listening still. If you haven't lost him.
I still see there's 21 people tuned into the program. Yeah. So yeah, hopefully he's still there.
First word coming in, Mr. Harjeet. Surprise, surprise. There's so many of these words inside of the tweets from all the MVPs all week long.
NDA has been the theme, which is kind of the theme of any summit. However, I do understand there have been multiple violations this year.
It's crazy, man.
Not only have I heard that, people have lost their...
I haven't heard that part.
They take pride in tweeting about redacted and redacted and removed. And I always find those hilarious for the first one or two of them. But then everyone tends to do those.
Steve, love it. We're going to go with NDA Yakima, and then we're waiting on Tyler's word.
Yeah. I think Tyler's dropped off.
Yakistan. Nice. I like that, actually. I think we might have to use Yakistan.
Oh, Yakistan.
Yeah, I like Yakistan.
So NDA Yakistan and something from Tyler.
Yes, assuming Tyler's still there. If not, somebody else hears something out there.
He has about another minute before the band's going to kick in here.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing, though, is we're on like a 35 or 40 second delay from the video.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's about
35
or 46,
That's what I said.
I know. I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay.
I've actually measured it one day. I actually measured it. It was about...
It's getting testy, eh?
He kind of is.
We should, like, you should... You should have the volume control over here, and you can just take his mic.
I know, but I can't. I can't. They've rewired the entire facility. I'm lucky I know which microphone, which lever goes to in this place.
You can hit the big red button and stop the
Oh, yeah. He has the master control program over there. End of line.
End of line.
That would actually be brilliant if he just hit the thing, and then there's just said end of line.
No signal.
Actually, that's a good...
I think Tyler's gone, so somebody else give us a word.
Yep.
Because we have two. We have Yakistan NDA. Somebody else. Anyone.
Hey, I noticed, Jared, you put the new sticker on your laptop surface.
Yes, I did.
Look at that.
What sticker is that?
The one that actually has the Azure logo on it.
Oh, the new Azure logo.
Yeah.
Did
I give you that one?
Yes.
Because I would say you're...
Oh, that's the other... My other
you're
computer
not a,
is...
You're not an center. Azure team member. That's an unauthorized sticker.
I will make the word. Point out,
I like that.
I'll also point out I have the Microsoft and Git combined logo.
No, it's nice.
From my organization.
Yeah, that works.
Pat says make the word Tyler, so we're going to do it. Okay,
Tyler, you will be immortalized.
You will, yes. If you're not going to provide us a word.
We're going to use your name.
Yeah.
So we got Tyler. So the official words are
NDA.
Oh, Tyler comes right in at the end. Sorry, we've already decided.
Yeah.
He comes in with distraction.
Sorry.
He was so distracted that guess what? No, the word is now Tyler.
And the words are?
NDA.
Yakistan.
Yakistan Tyler. Thank you very much.
NDA Yakistan Tyler.
We do have the band coming on here somewhere, I do believe.
Yep, there they are. They're here.
I don't hear them.
Absolutely.
No, they are.
Oh, they're not here?
Not hearing them. You muted yourself because you have the video open?
Did I mute it? Oh, hang on.
NDA.
There it is.
There it is.
You got to close the Facebook page, though.
Thank you very much.
Oh, crap.
We do have the band coming on.
Yeah, I probably do. Hang on. Let's do that. There they are. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to close this. I'm just going to close it. And with that, we've come to the end of another most professional episode of the Patch and Switch program. Thanks to everybody who's locked in. And I don't have your list, but Tyler and I saw Harjit and Jane
and
J Flow and Aubrey and
Steven, Scott, John, Jane,
Sean Lowe, Sean Lowe,
Pat,
Crystal, Pat.
Brian joined us.
Brian joined us. He's Alexa joined us apparently.
Apparently she did.
We're back in a fortnight's time, same channel. Make sure that you do give us your information on how you're doing your VLANs in your home network via the social media at Patch and Switch and through Facebook at Patch and Switch. Until then, have a weekend, everyone.
Alexa, play Patch and Switch.